Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Tesla's market share has dipped below 50% for the first time since the electric car vehicle sector gained popularity. How do you view this shift in the market?
I think it's overhyped. I've been critical of Elon all year. But with BYD getting hotter, American companies focusing more on EV, everyone's going to come for your lunch if you make something popular. I'm not really concerned yet because they are still like the preeminent leader in terms of thought and market share here. Stock has done pretty well over the last couple of weeks. So, I mean, if it dropped to 25% market share or 20%, I would then get concerned before to take a dip under. I'm not worried. I think it was a little bit of an overhyped headline. I still like it at, if you need a re-entry point, 223, you'll be fine. Once it dipped below 144 and some change a couple months ago, that's another place that I like it to buy. But I think this is too overhyped. They made it seem like they went from 75% to 50% in 1 week. I'm like, okay, yeah, BYD is heating up. My stance has been the same on Tesla. Hold it long term. Here's a noble thought. You can be pro a company and still criticize the founder and what they should do better to keep their lead, as I've done with Apple. So I think this is overhyped. They still have some corrections to make. I think they do need a lot more innovation, but I wouldn't worry about this right now.
I think this is one of those situations where you can read the headline and you can actually read the article. And so if you read the headline, it was like, oh my gosh, that sounds like something that's drastic. If you read the article, then it makes more sense to you. In 2012, Tesla had 75% of the EV space.
Yep.
For the past 10 years, it's had approximately 56% of the EV space.
Yep.
It's finally going under 50 last year. Well, then you start to look at the tea leaves as to why. We talked about the production, right? We talked about the delays in production. And so they saw a sales decline while the EV space increased by 11%. And so if you decline and the entire space is increasing, you're obviously going to see a pullback. But, I mean, they still have a large majority of the space. And it's interesting. When I was looking at the number of sales, there's still so much space for EVs to go. Only 7% of all vehicles sold in 2023 were EVs. You're seeing an increase every year. I have an EV. I love it. Even though,
yeah,
you know, the
the version that I have is not selling that well, but that's fine. And means, you know, my
no need to sell. It's fire.
It becomes even more. but it's interesting because now when you look at Tesla, even with those pullbacks in the market space, you can see that there's a shift. And so, is it an EV company anymore? We've been saying no for so long, but what is it? So now it becomes EV slash robotics, right? Because here comes the robo-taxi. I know there was some delays that they announced last week, but it becomes a slash now just from solely being in 2012 an EV car company. We obviously know the technology that Eon has brought forth to this world, but now it's like, nah, we're a slash company. We don't really just stay in one sector.
No, it's definitely trouble for the company for sure.
Which part?
Every part. So in business, you're either going up or you're coming down.
No. Nope. Hold on. Let me just take that there. Which part of you're saying every part of the company? In what sense?
Get able to communicate my thoughts, and you'll be able to actually understand what I'm about to say.
Yeah, but I want to break down.
Every part of what you just said. So, but let me just take one thing at a time. So they went from 75 to 58 to now they're under 50. That's troubling. Because like I said, either you're gaining or you're losing, and they're losing market share for sure. That's not even the worst part of the issue. I just read a report a few days ago in the Wall Street Journal that like 30-40% of people that have EVs are going back to gas cars.
Gas power vehicles, yeah.
So now you gotta start. We talk about the AI bubble. Is it an EV bubble? Right? Like Saudi Arabia is still printing money. Like, it's not like we got to reevaluate the conversation on EVs to see if this was overly hyped.
I've been saying it.
Is it overly hyped if it's only 7%? This is not even a bubble.
But a lot of it was done off of expectation. Like, the pricing was not based off of what it's currently at. It was based off of the expectation of what it's going to be in the future.
For Tesla. But here's the...
Just in general.
But here's what the contrary to what you're saying. In 2012, how many car companies had EV models?
Toyota, Nissan.
You can count them, right?
Yeah, it was maybe
2024. How many companies have EV models? And so, of course, you're going to lose market share because more people are coming into the space. And so where you were the only person, you were the only date at the prom, now you got a bunch of beautiful women that are, well, all men, coming into the space, and they have vehicles that are comparable to yours. And they're more cost efficient than yours. And so, you're going to lose market share when you're not the only person that people can buy
from.
That's
my whole point. Literally. Yeah. That's literally my whole
point. Yeah,
my whole point. You just articulated my whole entire point. But what I'm saying is that, as Ian always says, your goal is to have a monopoly, right?
Yes.
Like, Apple has one competitor, maybe two if you count, you know, China, but they have, at the most, they have two competitors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's not 10 companies that Apple has to fight with for market share. The NBA has no competitor. Like, I just read a report where they said the NBA is about the contract is so crazy that in 4 years,
for real,
people are going to start having $94 million a year.
Like, your contracts.
Contracts, that's right? It's a monopoly on the sport. Like, the best companies in the world have monopolies. So what I'm saying is that I'm not saying that Tesla is going to die. Right. Mm-hmm. It's still a viable company, but their days of being on top are numbered.
And what space?
In the EV space.
But that's what I just said. They slashed. Now it's robotics.
Now, my next point was going to be the robotics. And I think that's overrated. Elon has a way of hyping things. I mean, how many people is really going to have robots just running around? Like, I think that that's overrated. I think that there's a lot of speculation and overhype, and it's sensationalized, and it's still a lot of question marks in regards to what is even their robotic plan. Robot taxis are not happening anytime soon. The government is not going to allow that to happen anytime soon. So we're talking about at least probably a 20-year in the window, like, for this even to come into fruition. I just feel like he's a great entrepreneur, but I feel like he's a great salesman, even more so than the entrepreneur, and he has a great way of saying things that, I don't know, I'm not overly enthusiastic about, you know, a robot. If that's the business model as far as the robots, I think that they have trouble.
All right, so then tell me the company, because this is fair, right? Tell me the company that's not based off speculation and valuation, right? You could say, like, NVIDIA selling all these chips, but what if that doesn't improve the business model for all the people that they're selling for?
But that's needed. That's what I'm saying.
Or it may not be needed. We don't know, right? Like, people... We don't know. And the companies that are spending the money, right, they're basing it on...
Even with NVIDIA.
Right. Go ahead.
That's a tech monopoly too. If we're going to be very honest, the reason NVIDIA has grown so much that they have super big whale clients that nobody else can access at a premium price point. Like when you're selling at $2 billion a clip, it's really hard for the profitability not to be there. I think both points can be true.
Yeah.
The one thing that's not being, and Elon will hype some shit up.
Of course.
The one thing I don't think that anyone's really paying attention to over the weekend, now he openly endorsed Trump after the sympathy vote.
What was the time that he endorsed it, though? Did you look at that?
I didn't.
10 minutes after.
Well played.
Crazy.
Well played. And now, so maybe some of the issues that he had with the White House and not being able to have Tesla do a deal with the government, maybe if Trump gets in office, he can get it done now and it can bump the market share back up. But from a business perspective, I do agree, either you're growing or you're dying. So if my market share went from 75% to 48%, I will be worried. The autonomous taxi robo iRobot thing, great idea. I loved it in the movie with Will Smith too. Don't see it happening yet. I do think if he takes Starlink and combines it in Tesla, I think he needs to make all those companies into one. Then he'll have a mega power. It's hard to focus on running 4 or 5 companies and having 12 kids at the same damn time.
And then creating an AI, like you're trying to create his own AI at the same time. So are you still long-term Tesla? You're not?
I am. But my thing is like, I think you can be long at company and as a shareholder say, hey, I don't want you doing ketamine in the office and I want you to focus.
Allegedly.
This is what I want y'all to say.
Thank
These
you.
Are my views. Reflective. Look, I'm going to call my boy from at the little factory one day.
We need video footage. Are you in? No. Are you long Tesla or you're not in Tesla at all? If you have to invest.
I feel like it's better companies to invest in. I think Tesla's going to make money.
Very true.
But I don't think that it's a top 10 draft pick if you want to do it like a lottery pick. Is Tesla a lottery pick right now?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm.
Top 12? Mm-mm.
I mean, you got Apple, Microsoft,
Microsoft, NVIDIA, OpenAI.
There's 12 picks in the lottery.
It
might be late. It might be late lottery.
I do how I do my personal love life. Like once I get out the top 10, you don't even matter. That's next season. Then the backups. I'm cool.
So you long Tesla. I'm staying on good.
But Tesla, Kawhi, not focused as he should be. Too much partying in Costa Rica. When Kawhi got off the bus, I'm like, nah, he ain't playing this song.
Kawhi back on. He got it.
Shout out to Kawhi.
Shout out to Kawhi.
But you said you didn't give a definite answer.
What's the question?
I down the hill with you, Shotty. Come on.
When you say long Tesla, I'm long Tesla.
When you say long Tesla,
I'm investing in it long term.
I think that it's going to go up on the course.
Are you going to? Would you invest in it long term?
No.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that it's not going to go up, though.
No, I didn't say that. Yeah. I'm just saying, would you invest in it long term?
Yeah. Is Tesla a top 5 company right now?
No, it's not top five.
They're not.
No. I didn't say top 5, but lottery, that's different. I think it's lottery. I say lottery.
I mean, okay. Is it better than Netflix?
Nope.
Is it better than
Google?
Google?
No.
Is it better than Meta?
No.
Of course.
These are all lottery.
Apple, Microsoft,
we already know those already.
NVIDIA.
Those we already know.
What's better than AMD?
TSM?
I said late lottery.
CrowdStrike?
Yes.
BlackRock, Vanguard?
Come on, stop. Stop. Stop.
Top two in that one.
But why would you say it's better than CrowdStrike, though? Because CrowdStrike actually solves a problem.
CrowdStrike has a tremendous competition inside their space. Tremendous.
It also solves a problem, though.
I know, but it has. There's about 15 companies inside the space. They're the leader now, but they have tremendous competition.
If Elon Musk wasn't the CEO of Tesla, they're
diversifying it.
Huh?
They're diversifying where they're putting the money.
I've been long in the stock. I'm gonna be real. That robo taxi idea.
Is it better than Eli Lilly?
Eli's a lottery.
You're
naming lottery.
A lot of companies.
Full disclaimer. I'm in those companies that you just said. I'm invested. CrowdStrike. Yeah. You already know. I'm invested.
Is it better than Amazon?
That's my company.
Not even close.
Is it better than Google?
Why don't we just make a list?
We're deep in the rabbit hole. Tesla maybe 20th.
20?
Late first round.
Bronny James vibes.
Sure. Y'all wilding. And no disrespect to Bronny. But y'all wilding.
Season two, they got on me for screaming on a mic. If I was on ketamine when the show was out, what would have happened?
Yo, what's
these are ketamine, no. This comes from inside the company. This ain't no shit I made up.
There's proof of this. We need to see this. I need to see a video for this.
The ketamine play.
Okay. All right, by market cap, I'm looking at the market cap. It's number 11 in market cap right now.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Telling you where it's at.
Yeah,
it's number. So in terms of market cap, you take out, if we're talking about American companies, you take Saudi Aramco out of there.
The market cap is not the only thing.
I'm just saying.
Saudi royal family invested in Tesla, though?
That I don't have information on that yet. Do you?
Mm-hmm. Homework assignment. You want to know what's going to last? Go see what they invested in.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.